A month after a blizzard buried the region, the storm looked like any other major snow event. Precipitation began Thursday afternoon and continued overnight, resulting in more school delays than closings this morning. Road crews throughout much of the region cleared the highways relatively quickly, and police agencies say the vast majority of traffic problems were caused by minor fender bender type accidents. As the plows play catch up with falling and drifting snow, police urge drivers to use caution and keep plenty of distance from other vehicles on the roadways. Power outages have been fewer and farther between than one might have expected, National Grid spokesman Patrick Stella.
The recent snowstorm that we've had in the northeast here in the Capital District really had some very minimal impact on the system for National Grid. We don't really have a complete total because we're still kind of in the event or towards the end of the event, but we've had some scattered outages both yesterday and today, and probably only a couple of hundred customers have been affected for short periods of time. We do have a full complement of crews out there. We're working throughout the day today, and we really believe that most of this, you know, barring any unforeseen weather, will certainly be taken care of by the end of the day. So really it was quite a mild event for National Grid.
Consolidated Edison reports a handful of customers without service across Westchester County. There are a few power outages in Columbia County. In many areas throughout the Mid-Hudson Valley, the snow is still falling. Spokesman John Masurgian says Central Hudson crews are attending to several outages.
After a relatively quiet night, the winds have picked up and the snow is a bit heavy, so the combination of the two are causing some scattered outages throughout our Mid-Hudson Valley service territory. Right now, about 2,000 Central Hudson customers are without power, most in Ulster County, about 1,700. We're anticipating repair crews will have power restored for most of our customers by about noontime today. However, there may be some extended restoration times into early afternoon for the Ulster County area. The areas that are particularly hard hit at this point is the town of Hurley in Ulster County, the town of Saugerties, town of New Paltz, town of Plattekill. That seems to be the area where the winds and snow are piling up on trees and limbs, causing them to break and fall onto power lines. But again, we do have crews out working now to restore those outages, and we're looking at the majority of our customers having their power back by noon today. The weather forecast shows that the storm will be subsiding sometime this afternoon. We don't think that there will be additional problems later on today. Most of the problems are occurring now and should be short-lived.
Forecasters say the snow will continue until around 1 p.m. After 1, the National Weather Service in Albany predicts a likely change to rain. And in true March fashion, temperatures are expected to get close to 50 over the weekend. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.